You're probably familiar with the story of Jesus walking on water. Peter's lack of faith caused him to begin sinking, remember? I tell you what, I think Peter sometimes gets a bad rap. Oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Well, started strong, but sank anyway. But hang on just a second. Peter walked on water. Let me say that again. Peter walked on water. He was the only disciple in the boat who had the guts to say, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come to you. The only guy. So Peter stepped out, feet on waves, eyes on Jesus, defying logic, breaking rules, living boldly until the wind blew, until the waves crashed. And he looked around and remembered, oh, hang on a second. This is impossible what I'm doing. And he started sinking. But remember, Jesus didn't let him drown. No, no. He reached down. He grabbed him and pulled him up. Peter didn't fail. He trusted. He moved. He walked on water. The other 11? Oh, they stayed dry, safe, no risk, but no real life. Here's the scoop. Now, you and I can sit in the boat and stay safe. We can cling to comfort and safety, but we'll never know the thrill of acting in faith, of growing our soul. Move when your gut says move, when Jesus says come. Your Maker has much more waiting for you than what you'll ever experience sitting in that cozy, predictable boat. As for me, I gotta tell you, I'd rather sink in passion and purpose than float in fear. I'd rather have wet clothes, feeling the exhilaration of giving it my all, than being one who never left the boat. Don't let the wind own you, my friend. Don't let the waves distract you into complacency. When you hear the calling, and you know you do, move. And if you sink, trust me, God's hand is already reaching for you. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Let's go make this day count.